Paper Arts editor Will Gompertz with Carlos Santana. It's 20 past 8. 1 in 50 children is said to be affected by ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. It's a cause of family stress, of course, and difficulties at school. Where does it come from? Is it a real disorder at all, or a hodgepodge of conditions linked to bad diet, bad parenting? A genetic link has been suggested for some time, but not proven. Today, an assertion is made that the evidence is there. We can say with confidence that ADHD is a genetic disease and that the brains of children with this condition develop differently. That is the claim of scientists at Cardiff University, reported in the Lancet Medical Journal. To some parents, it's a pretty wonderful moment. Sharon Fucillo, whose son Matthew has ADHD.
I think the report that's come out is absolutely brilliant, because I'm hoping that people will now start to realise, you know, they're not bad parents either. They're not evil, naughty children. There is a medical reason for this. That idea of it being genetic has been floated about, you know, for a number of years, and now they've actually got this in writing, so to speak, I think it's really good. And I think it will actually give hope and encouragement to other parents to be more upfront. So, well, you know, actually my child does have ADHD, and we have a reason for this, but we're working with it.
Sharon Fucillo. Well, Professor Anita Thapper is the author of the report. She's a professor of child psychiatry. She's here in the studio. And Oliver James is a clinical psychologist, and he's on the line. Good morning to you both. Professor Thapper, first of all, what did you do, and what do you think you've discovered?
We've known for a number of years that ADHD is a complex disorder, and it's influenced by multiple genetic factors working together with environmental risk factors. And what we did in this study is look at one particular type of genetic variant. And what we did is we compared a group of children with ADHD with those who don't have the disorder. And what we found is that the children with ADHD were more likely to have stretches or chunks of DNA duplicated or missing more often than other individuals. And these duplicated or missing chunks of DNA are known as copy number variants. And what's really interesting is that these copy number variants were in chromosomal regions that have been previously implicated in established neuropsychiatric or neurodevelopmental brain disorders, specifically autism and schizophrenia. And we found the most significant overlap came actually from a region on chromosome 16.
So what you're saying is that there is a link, and that potentially then some environmental factor, which could be bad diet, which could be some other trigger, then sets it off.
Yeah, what we've focused on is one specific type of genetic variation, and genes will work together with many different environmental influences. What's been the real challenge over the years is that we haven't been able to identify what those specific genetic risk factors or those specific environmental risk factors are.
Oliver James, convinced?
Totally unconvinced. Professor Thapar knows very, very well that she's putting a massive spin on something here. What the study actually found is that nearly 9 out of 10 of the children in the study, genes did not cause ADHD. Only 50 of the 366 children with ADHD in the study had the genes supposed to cause it. So actually what the study proves, contrary to what Professor Thapar says, is the unimportance of genes. But then that's what study after study of the human genome has shown for all mental illnesses. Genes only account for a tiny part. And don't take my word for it, a recent editorial in a key journal summed it up with the words, quote, "All but the most dogged of genetic determinists, like Professor Thapar, have revised their view of the primacy of genetic factors."
Well, hold on a second there, because you raise a really important point. You raise a really important point about the research. Let's try and get factually clear so that we can all agree on what was actually discovered in this research. Professor Thapar, when you looked at these, when you saw this variation, this important difference, in how many of the children with ADHD did you find it, or what proportion of them?
We found that 16% of the children with ADHD carried this.
Hold on a second, Oliver James. Let's just get this clear first. You found 16% had it?
16% had this particular type of genetic variant, and it's only one type of genetic variant versus 7% of those without ADHD. But what I'd really and But what I'd really like to emphasise...
That's quite a small proportion, then,
yeah, which is what you would expect, because the majority of medical disorders, not just psychiatric disorders, are what we call complex disorders. So they're not caused by one single cause. There are multiple risk factors which all act together. So you can't have one cause that then explains all of the disorder.
Yeah, but if we're saying this morning that you have found, and the assertion is made very strongly, isn't it? We can say with confidence that ADHD is a genetic disease. The brains of children with this condition develop differently. If that's what you're saying, but you only have actually a minority of those children you looked at who have this variance, then what you're saying isn't really backed up by the evidence.
Now, perhaps there's been some misinterpretation, as
that
I said.
That statement from you is pretty clear.
No, what we've found is we've looked at a specific type of risk factor in those children with ADHD and compared it with children without ADHD. And like for any medical disorder, one risk factor is not going to explain it all. It just increases the risk. So we're not saying that this is the entire answer, and nor is it only going to be one specific type of environmental risk factor.
But do you only find a minority of the children who you looked at had this particular disorder, genetic disorder? And that doesn't seem then to lead to the conclusion that you've drawn.
Yeah, it would be great if it was really simple and we could identify risks just by looking at one type of genetic variant. But these types of genetic variants are only capturing one type of genetic variation.
And you think there are going to be others?
There's going to be other genetic variations, and there's going to be other environmental risk
Oliver
factors.
James, what do you say to a parent who is delighted this morning by this research? Because it seems then to reduce the stigma. It seems to give them something to hold on to. They see that their child is different, they're distressed by it, and they want to discover something that answers it, if you like.
That's what the drug companies and Professor Pappar want. They want them to keep taking the Ritalin. In fact, ADHD is most likely a reflection of high levels of cortisol, the hormone we secrete in response to fear, and parental care largely determines children's cortisol levels. So parents need actually to be much better informed. They need to know, for example, that they're twice as likely to have a child with ADHD if they're stressed during pregnancy. So, for example, there are very significant environmental changes we can make, like reducing the stress for mothers in pregnancy, which would reduce the amount of ADHD. Professor Thapar is only talking about a tiny proportion of people being affected by genes to a small extent in whether they've got ADHD. The environmental evidence, why are we even talking about this study? We should be talking about hardly a month goes by without a study being published showing strong environmental factors.
All right, let's put that now to Professor Thapar. Hold on a second, Oliver James. Hold on a second. I know it's difficult for you because you're on the phone. It's difficult for you to hear what we're saying in the studio. Let me put that point about the drug companies to you, Professor Thapar. Your research was funded, was it, partly by drug companies?
No.
I mean, what's their interest in all of this?
The research has never been funded by drug companies.
So they have absolutely,
just
to make this clear, they have no involvement at all in what you've
This study was funded
today.
By the Wellcome Trust and Action Research.
Which is a highly independent and respected body.
And what I would really like to emphasise is that the causes of a disorder don't have any bearing necessarily on the treatment. So just because genes can contribute to a disorder doesn't necessarily mean that, oh, you must only use medication. Let's take the example of autism, where we now accept that there is a genetic contribution. And for autism, we use a combination of inputs such as speech and language therapy, school support, and other types of interventions. And for ADHD, it's quite right, we use a mixture of interventions, not just medication. So what we're looking at is is understanding how ADHD arises. We are not saying anything about medication.
I sense this discussion will go on. Professor Thapar and Oliver James on the phone. Thank you both very much.